Okay, we're talking with Coach Golish after the Gately Stadium practice. I just talked to Coach Beck about, you know, what this is like from a recruiting coordinator standpoint. What's it like to get into Chicago and have this kind of event?
I think it's cool. I think, you know, twofold. One, you could tell kids as you're recruiting them up here, hey, we're going to practice there, working on making sure we play here. Obviously, we'll play at the team upstate every other year, and then we'll, you know, working on getting a game,
right.
Whether it's Soldier Field or wherever. But then on top of that, we're going to practice here. And, you know, it's all part of our constant ongoing effort to own Chicago as far as recruiting.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys have it set up that I guess everybody kind of has a region of the country and then a region of Chicago. Is that how you have it all divided up?
Yeah, we've got 8 coaches that recruit Chicago, so that way nobody has any more than 35 schools. So when we say we're going to hit every school up here, we're going to hit every school up here at least once a year and get in and show our face. And so we treat Chicago like its own state,
yeah,
as our state.
Mm-hmm.
And then we treat the rest of the state broken up into 5 areas outside of Chicago.
Yeah.
And then obviously throughout the country.
Let's talk a little bit about the 2015 class. I know you can't mention names or anything like that, but you got more scholarships probably to work with than you did last year. How do you feel about you've had several junior days. How are you feeling about that class so far?
I think we've done as good in this state this year. I feel better than we have in the last 2 years. We got on the right kids early.
Mm-hmm.
We've had them down to campus several times.
Yeah.
The response has been awesome. You know, there's probably more offensive kids than defensive kids in the state this year. That's not a secret.
Yeah.
We've gotten on the right kids, and we've had a couple of the right kids, you know, say I want to be a part of it, and so we feel like we're doing a great job. And I'm not saying that over anxiously or overly excited. I think we're on the right kids, and we're doing really, really well with them. I mean that sincerely.
And it's getting earlier and earlier with recruiting now. Do you see, like, post-spring ball, like April, May is kind of a big time now for recruiting, or how do you look at it?
It's kind of crazy. You kind of feel like when you offer a kid anymore in February, like you're late.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. It just forces you to evaluate early. We've made a giant push to evaluate earlier and earlier and earlier, and you know, we're watching 3-4 games into junior film, 3-4 games into sophomore film. You know, we've never, ever done that before.
Yeah.
You know, and Coach Beck keeps me focused on let's get this year done.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of keep the staff focused on let's get this year done and let's make sure we're on the right kids early. Because there's sophomores, you read stuff on the internet where they don't feel like they're getting love or they feel like they're getting love and you can't have contact with them.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's been interesting. You had to be creative in your approach. You've had more and more contact with high school coaches trying to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're working the coaches as hard as we're working the kids right now.
Yeah, yeah. Talk to me about tight ends then, switching to this practice. I know you got, you know, some of you, Matt Lacoste was in purple. He was coming off in surgery or injury or something like that. And I know you got a couple guys nicked up. So how's the tight end group going for you?
You know what, it's been good and bad that Matt's hurt. Obviously, Matt, this was a big spring for Matt. Not having Matt around in a positive way has helped us, one, develop some other receivers. Two, has helped develop. Tyler White has taken a lot of one reps. We've been smart with JD this entire time. So really bringing Tyler White along, bringing Tim Clary along. Moving Dallas Hinkhouse there has brought a little bit more of a physical side to what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's been good bringing these young guys along. You know, I'm excited with where they're headed.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, and just overall feel how tonight went. How do you feel about tonight?
We got a long way to go.
Yeah.
You know, we with a new quarterback, really all new wideouts, it's constant up and down, up and down, and just trying to be patient and trying to be – see you, girl. Good to see you. Make sure this.
Yeah.
Trying to be patient and trying to be and really trying to be positive at times. You know, we let Cupid be the negative guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we just tried to pick him up. So,
yeah.
I think it was good. I think it was good. It was awesome to be up here. For me, it felt like a Friday night, you know, high school football game.
Right.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks,
all right,
Coach.
Man. You know, I got the running backs.
When did